the army. And I couldn't stand it. The level of dancing there, which I thought was going to be so wonderful, was even worse than Los Angeles. And I mean, I just couldn't stand it. It was the pits, and it still is.
But you said you did hook up with Margaret at one point.
Yes. Well, what I did is I cabled Bob. I said, "Dear Baba, if I'm to dance for you as I feel I should, I feel I must go to New York and study with your Margaret Crask."
Just before you continue, again, let me just ask you one. There was no chance that in 58 of you seeing Bob in Myrtle Beach?
No. Because Baba gave us orders.
Known about it.
I knew about it, but he had also stipulated that no one was supposed to come through financial hardship. He doesn't want us borrowing money and all that kind of thing. And I was a student at that point. Still, though I had done some professional work, I was still basically a student. And as poor as they come, but I didn't have the money.
You did have connections with Ivy Dees in 58. Well, she was in Washington, D.C. or something.
Mm-hmm. No, she was in San Francisco.
Did you ask her, should I go? There was just no question.
No, I didn't. I had not met Murshidin. I didn't meet Murshidin until after I'd been drafted. And that was in 59, 60. There. So, no, I didn't go to Myrtle Beach in 58. I didn't have a cent to my name in those days. So, and Baba said,
did you know people who went and they came back and sort of?
No, I didn't know anyone. No, because I wasn't into the Baba group there. Joyce was the only person I knew, and she couldn't afford to go either. So we just, you know, we regretted not being able to go, but we felt we were obeying Baba's orders because he said that we should not endure any kind of financial hardship to do it. And even if he had said it would be all right to endure financial hardship, I don't know how I would have come up with the money. I mean, it was just an impossibility for me.
Anyway, then you said after San Francisco.
San Francisco, I sent Baba this cable, and I said, and if I don't hear from you by such and such a date, which I think was March the 15th, I said, I will go to New York. And just a couple of days before I was here, I think it was like 2 days before I was ready to go, I got a cable back from Baba saying, try New York. Love, Baba. So I did. I tried New York.
You were going to New York with the idea of being with Margaret.
Absolutely. And she didn't want me at this time. I was already in my mid-20s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she wanted an already grown dancer who'd already had a career. But I was determined. And even knowing that she didn't want me, I went in and, you know, I told her, I said, Miss Crask, I have a telegram from Baba telling me to come study with you. I lied. But I didn't really lie because I had told him that I wanted to go to New York to study with her. So he sent me a telegram back saying, try New York. So to me, that included, he said, try New York. That included my whole thing.
When, I mean, you were going there with the idea of getting employed with her or actually studying?
Studying with her. Then, of course, I'd have to have a job. I had no idea what kind of a job I would have. I just knew that I would, yes, I wanted to go and study with her. And I stayed with her 14 years. And she retrained me without my ever knowing it. She retrained me. And my career took off after that. I had another entire career, 2,000 times better than the previous one. And it was very nice. Baba gave that to me because...
What did you do?
Well, I danced in classical ballet. I danced on Broadway. I danced in films and in television. And I had an absolutely glorious time of it. And then the last thing I did before I stopped performing was I danced with Merce Cunningham Dance Company for a number of years. And toured the whole world, saw all of Europe, and we danced in Persia for the Shah Nabu, in Shiraz, and in Persepolis, behind the Iron Curtain. I mean, I just, all over the place. And that's one of the reasons I'm going back to Europe now, because I was very successful in Europe in that time. I'm going back to Europe. I'm going back. I'll be teaching in Poitiers. I'll be teaching in Spain. I'll be teaching in Italy.
Teaching ballet?
Teaching ballet and some modern. So everybody.
How do you explain that? When you know people?
Yes. From my tours with Merce Crowe Cunningham, then I was invited back After the first tour that I did there with Cunningham, I was invited back to teach, and I went back, and it was all hugely successful. I was offered a company at the time in Paris, and I didn't want to leave Merce at that time, so I declined. Je ne parle français un peu. Pas très bien, but yeah, it suffices to teach. And what I'll do is the 2 weeks, well, as soon as I go back, I was going to be doing it, but as soon as I go back to California, I'll get out my little French lessons and start freshening the old mind up.
So, how long is that going to...
And that will take me, it'll be at the least a few months, and at the most, the rest of my life. I have absolutely no idea. No idea, yeah. Yeah, so I leave it completely up to Baba. See, the thing is, and then, of course, after my career in New York, after all those years with Kraskinel, then Murshida, who'd been after me, you know, constantly to come back to California, she called me one day. I'd broken my foot. I had slipped on a greasy spot on the floor and broken my fifth metatarsal. And so I had a feeling this was a sign from God that I should stop before. I was 38 at the time. And it was good timing to stop anyway. And I was already teaching and doing choreography, but I was very interested in that. I wasn't that interested in performing anymore. And I'd already directed a company up in Maine. I founded and directed the Ram Island Dance Company up there. And I was very interested in that kind of thing. So when she called me back to California, and that's when they had the White Pony School, and when I saw all of those children, I mean, I had dreams of, you know, dance companies forming in my head, so I accepted them. And for 3 years, we had a spectacular success out there at the school. The dance department was the beginning of the conservatory, and then after that followed music, and you know, it was spectacular. And out of that, I sent a number of dancers to New York to study with Miss Krask. And then James Mackay came on the scene, and I resigned. And as a result of resigning from the organization, I was asked to leave the school, that it would not be proper for me, being a non-Sufi, to continue teaching in the school. That, of course, wasn't the truth, because there were a number of non-Sufi teachers, but I was very popular in the conservatory. The dance wing was, I mean, it was huge. It involved everyone. And, and probably that's all I should really say. I mean, that's another story in itself, and I have very strong opinions on it. So, and I don't think that's the kind of thing that you want to put into a book. I'll write a book of my own about that someday. Oh, I tell you, I mean, that is a book in itself. Oh, brother.
What's going on these days?
Well, that whole thing is a study.
You were anything, even to one girl, to her. So she believed to Baba. So if you direct to Baba, she is feeling more than her to give to Baba. It is different.
She had no personal.
Not personal.
But I mean, ever by chance, by mistake, where she came in where you were with Baba alone?
No. That time, Mani, Mera, Meru, Naja, Kurshit. Five ladies at complete partition.
You never saw her, ever?
Not myself. Even no any monthly members.
Even by mistake or
something? No. Nothing.
Because you traveled a lot with them also.
Yes, I traveled. I went to Lahore, in the same compartment. But I was small, I did not take much for state.
Same compartment? In the train. So, I mean, were you actually there to see? You actually saw?
No. There may be, we did not like to see directly, but I can talk like this. Then Baba told me, you go now.
You even talked to her?
Yeah.
So you saw her?
No, directly.
Not directly.
Baba is here, they are there. I am talking with Baba, not with them. Okay. Indirectly, right.
That was when you went to Lahore?
Lahore, 1943, I think so.
No, that's when traveling to
Lahore.
So other men, though, were not called there?
No. They had all the luggage with me, no. All the 40 ladies' luggage. In my charge. So sometimes there is misunderstanding coming there. So I want to tell to Baba, so and so happened. So Baba want to clear that point. Then Baba called them. Like that.
Okay, now this is the story you'll have to tell again about this black dog in Lahore.
Okay.
Because this is given wrong. It was being fed, it says, but one day it went mad. And Margaret had to catch it and give it to Nemo to be destroyed. But after a few days later, a black dog went mad, bit Margaret. Baba told Krishna, kill it or take it to the hospital.
That is another.
Another, not the one about you had to put the bamboo.
No.
This says about that black dog that did Margaret.
That was one.
And it says, Baba said, kill it or take it to hospital. It was hard for you to kill it because it did Margaret.
No.
Okay, first tell this one about
Margaret. Margaret told me to take it, and Baba was himself there. That's quite different.
Can you tell that?
Yeah. See, one day I came up to my night duty. So I want to get sleep. Then the garden man Mali is come and told him, Krishnaji, Baba wants you immediately, very quickly. And I wonder what had happened there.
Lahore.
I went very quickly. The Baba was standing there, Margaret was there. Elizabeth's parents also at that time. So Baba told them, you go. Don't you see that mad dog was sleeping there, black dog, correct? Take the dog and take it away. I told him, how it is possible, Baba? I don't know. You do, I have my order. Then I take an idea, put to the snake like this. So I tie a cord and take the dog nearby the gate. Then Baba told me, take the dog 20 miles away from here. I told him, no, Baba, I can't. It is not possible to take it. Baba, this is my order. Anyway, I can't.
You tied a rope around it?
Yeah. So I put his neck, no? I put his neck caught in his neck. And the rest of the rope, I rounding this stick. If you come nearby, I'm pulling that. My idea. This stick is here, the neck is here. It's a stick.
Yeah.
This is coming here, pulling out. My idea. Then Baba disappointed. Then he told me, take 11 miles from here. And you count his mileage to stone number also, 1, 2, 3, 11. And he went inside his room and closed the door and window. So I had no chance to ask him. So I took the dog with my bike. I think remained with 7 or 7.50 left the place. I reached 12:30-12:35 this place, 11 miles.
13 means
1:30. 7, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 5 hours.
You were holding the stick riding a cycle.
No, you see, so my life cycle is there. The dog is there. I take him this. He's coming a little away, sleeping on here.
You were riding?
Yeah. Anyhow, count this mileage. After 11 stone, I see that after 15 yards, I went again. And there was a little water there. I feel, after all, it's the animal. I give him some little water. I take light at the wrong distance and put it, move his water, no, he died. So I operate. If it happened there, I will kill there only. I will brought it 11 miles here. Anyway, I came back.
You just left it there?
Left it there. I came over Mandli's bungalow, Nattu Nilu was waiting for me. Krishna, Baba wants you immediately go, it's direct, don't stay there. Then I went to Baba's walking in the veranda. I said, you do that? Baba was very happy. You are 11 miles? Yeah. You counted stone? Yeah. How long will you take it? After 50 hours. I am very happy now. You go, take your lunch, go to good rest. I stand nearby. Where are you now?
This is a night time.
No, daytime.
Daytime, Acha,
So, why don't you go now? Baba, what is this? No, I don't want to tell you, go. I kick me, I take my hair nearby the gate and kick me, you get out from here. He's not talking, he's sign like that. I was standing nearby.
He kicked you out?
Yeah. So I asked him, what do you want? What it was? First you told me 20 miles, after you told me 11 miles. How do I take the dog? He's dead only. If you want to, I killed him here only within 5 minutes' job. Why are you taking all the trouble, Baba? Then what do you want? So please tell me. What it was different? What you are doing like this? Then Baba to take the stick. There one stick so lying on the left. I take the Baba to put it one line. No, they very little there. Again put one line. So you see like that. Told me, oh, it's correct. Now you go. Throw the stick. What do you know that? Any meaning there? Then Baba say, this place, Pakistan, don't is India now. This divided to India, Pakistan.
In the future,
it will. In future. You know, he told me. He simply told me this place divided to.
This place will be divided.
Yeah. India is in 43. We have no idea. After that, Pakistan is divided. That difference of 11 and 20 miles still going on. Border.
Dispute.
Yeah. That was the story.
So, after that also, this is a story about this Amir came, this sweeper's boy.
See, his sister was working in the ladies' lavatory, in the latrine work. So, she requested Baba. Baba, one of my brother is there. Please keep it with you. So, may I be happy. Baba, it's okay. He came. After some time, Baba is liking very much. If Amir says, now it is 5 o'clock in the morning, Baba says, correct. Now it's 5 o'clock in the evening. If Amir will say, the 5 o'clock in the morning, Baba is saying, correct. Like that. So Baba give me duty at Saturday and Sunday. I want to take him the picture, the cinema house, by bike 6 miles from there. And I want to buy the ticket. I give ticket for him and I will sit outside, just like a watchman. What is he going? Every morning. One day, after finishing the picture, we are coming by bike. So very big truck, lorry is gone, parcel. The dust is come. Some dust is filling the east side, touching some. So we are angry on me. Why are you on this road? All dust is by my face. You are useless fellow. The beginning to tell me.
He was younger to you. He was small. How old was he? Not your kin.
No, three or four years younger than me. I lost my temper. Then he told him, bloody bastard. If I am not in Baba, I will kill you. Piece of piece. I will throw it away. What do you mean? This is my mistake, the trailer is passing the road, dust is coming out. I can stop it. We came. When he came over Bandli's bungalow, he was beginning to cry. The Baba called him, what happened? And that's why he told his story. Krishna is quarreling with me. Then Baba called me. What had happened? So and so happened, Baba. So why are you angry at me? I told you, no? So, Baba, you are saying actually correct, but the truck is passed on the road, the dust will be coming out, I can stop that. He's angry on me, you're taking very loose words. Then I told him, how you told him? Oh, hit me very down here, in front of him, and told him, go. He went. What I will do? I was very strong on that time. Keep quiet. They only say, walk on out inside. Ladies, come within 5 minutes. I was standing there only. What are you thinking? You are thinking what you are doing. I have no fault. I have nothing to do, any mistake. Then you hit me. Oh, it is true. I am sorry. Then what happened to you? Nothing. Then he's impressing me. I'm putting legs. Don't be sure. This was my work. What you was? Then he said, he's a Muslim boy. You are Hindu. There is some campaign working with me on him. That work was done. This is my work. You don't take it. Forgot it. Then again he pressed me. I forgot everything. That is story. I mean story.
Another
time it happened, Baba was
warning you about taking flashlight. Three times he told you to take a flashlight. Doing night
watch. And he kept
repeating it. And then one night you saw the big black cobra.
Yes, yes, yes.
You picked up some sand and threw it,
but
the snake came towards you.
Yes.
And then you killed it with your stick. And Baba came out.
Yes, that's it.
So you knew why Baba.
That was Lonavala?
This is Lahore.
Ah, Lahore.
Ali Shah, when he turned over, he got very upset, turned over the kerosene light.
Yes, 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 yes.
And Baba came and then
he was.
Chanzi also used to always, Baba used to tell him that your tomb would be in Kashmir.
Yeah.
Actually, he said that about the Baba told him not to eat the potatoes.
Yeah, potatoes, yes, yes, correct.
He got ill. And then, mentioned about you got it. About that bicycle.
No.
You should have thrown that bicycle on the ground.
So, Baba ordered me, don't throw the bike. We have to take the luggage. There is no place to put it on my bike, on the truck. So, his truckman refused. Then Baba gave me to don't ride the bike. So, I ride the bike, break his order.
You got the fever.
Yeah, that's the fever.
So where did Baba catch him eating the potatoes? Baba came, that was in
Baba's bungalow.
Baba's bungalow.
So I got take all luggage to Majestic Hotel to Baba's bungalow. So Baba told me, don't ride by, put it on the truck, you come with the truck. But there is no place to keep my bike.
But when Chanji was, Baba saw him eating those potatoes.
The Majestic Hotel.
Majestic
Hotel.
So just Baba happened to come.
Yeah, now our around is there, so Baba went to his room. So potato chip was lying down, round.
He forgot that order or just?
No, no. He
had that.
He had that habit. He doesn't take much more about Baba's order.
He didn't.
Not more take more, very serious. That is the thing.
Baba would leave, like in Hawaii. He left you with the women, you, Neelu, Vishnu, Vinkama, you had to do the duty for keeping the watching the women's side when Baba was out.
Yes, yes, yes.
Incidents about Baba's seclusion in 1946, Maribor, you had to duty 9:30 to 5 a.m.
Yeah.
This was Lower Maribor. Baba was in 40 days seclusion in Kaikobad, where Ted is staying.
Yes, 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 Kiko is staying.
So you were on duty inside?
Yes,
the room.
Yes, inside.
So was Baba, there was only one room back then?
See, Baba was sleeping in the big hall, no? Yogoba's family are staying there.
With Kevin?
Yeah.
The Darshan
Kevin? Yes, Kevin. Yes, yes.
And you were in the room with
Baba? Yeah. No, sometimes Baba says he will see concentration outside. Sometimes he says, yes. Very rarely.
So Baba had a one cot inside?
Yes, yes, yes. One cot inside.
And daytime also he was inside? Right?
Yeah. Day and night.
Fasting.
Outside there is a small room is there for me and Agabadu. Agabadu is always in outside cabin.
Temporary cabin?
No, the tin shed like that. It's still there now. You can see. And see two bell also now. Still going, standing there.
Where?
The Kekopat family staying, no?
No, no. This is at Lower Merritt.
Lower Merritt. Here.
Yeah.
Achcha, achcha.
This is kind of Lower Merritt.
Yes, achcha.
That room, Kekopat.
Kekopat room is there.
Do you remember that time Baba was there also?
Take it 46 years.
So anything happened that time? Any
stories? No, nothing.
Then in Thimblegown in 46 where that you would keep watching Prakaya started coming. So before that time had Baba seen the same spirit in Marizad and that's why he shifted to Yara?
Before that.
Before that,
Ratan Sagyara, he's a paramar.
So before he went there, he was in Pindu's room that side?
Yes, yes, sir.
And that spirit came there?
This was one room for Baba. Only one room was there for Baba's room. That was only one room.
Yeah.
So Baba shifted after 4 days to Ratan Sagyara. The Baba told Kaka, you come at 4 o'clock and relieve Krishna, he's very weak now.
No, so, but had you seen that spirit before he shifted?
Yeah.
You saw in that room?
Yes, yes, yes.
Is that the reason?
Yes, yes, yes. This is from the beginning.
From even at Marizad, mm-hmm. Thimblegown that you
yes,
saw?
Yes, from the moment.
But did Baba say, I'm shifting because of that spirit?
No. I complained if Baba is going on every day. That spirit is coming, he's taking me all stream.
Just repeat that, what happened, what he looked like and what happened?
See, Baba, we went to Marizad. So Baba was also separately, here this side. When now he's sleeping, Iraj was sleeping, I think so. That is what Baba's room. The Baba closing all the window and door and everything. There's no chance to come anyone. So the closing window, one shadow was coming at midnight, 2:30. When that shadow, so you can see that white cloth on his head and white dress and white beard. He's a wonderful looking.
Attractive.
Yeah, so when he comes, I will lost all my strength. I will less the store. So he tried to come inside the closing door as a shadow. They come nearby Baba's feet, Baba sleeping there. Then he went away. Then again,
so
I,
did you actually see
yeah.
him as you're seeing?
Yes, 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 like this. But or that was a shadow.
Sort of shadow.
Yeah.
So you weren't afraid?
No. So they went, I became very weak.
But did Baba say anything when it happened? No. You said Baba this spirit came?
No, I keep quiet. Yeah. One day I told Baba, Baba is going on, I've become very weak. What I will do? The next day Baba changed to sleep the place, Ratan Sagyara. That day Baba told Bharya Kaka, you come at 4 o'clock and relieve Krishna, he is now he's very weak. The first day was nothing. Second day, at midnight, 1 o'clock, the spirit was calling, Kaka, you get up 4 o'clock now. He himself. So Kaka is taking lantern and torch. And he came to Ratan Sagyara's room. He put in the torch on my face. What happened?
You were outside the room.
And inside. From the window. Glass was there. No? I said, what happened, Kaka? At 4 o'clock, the time. Then I see my Kaka, it is 1 o'clock now. Then Kaka come back. 3 or 4 days, Kaka told Baba, I can't, Baba. It's very difficult for me. I want to come to 1 o'clock there. Again, I want to come. Again, I want to come to 4 o'clock. I can't. After Second day, we came to sleep the same place.
Kaka, you told Kaka that the spirit is calling?
Yes, yes, yes. I know.
He didn't see it.
After he told that all the story, the one midnight, Baba, 12:15, Baba, he is coming inside, Baba, he seems to get up.
And even Baba, at Yara's?
Yeah, no. Baba's room.
At Rajan Shah Yara's?
No, no, no. We came again here.
Again you came back?
Yeah. When he came, you are seeing that he's coming. The main thing, Baba, he get up, open the door, he went away.
At that other place, he didn't come?
No. So after 10 minutes, he came back. And he closed the door and told me, I want to change all the clothes. I take it all, position everything. Yesterday, I wash his face, clean everything. Just sleep. From that day, I don't see that. What the first day for, second day for, third day I asked Baba, that spirit is not coming. I have not seen him. Why will not come? No. And the work is finished. So what work, Baba? You remain tomorrow in front of Mandi's hall. Next morning, 8 o'clock, I went there. Now here, Arna was sleeping, no? That was Mandi's hall. All Mandi was, I went there. Why you came? Oh, I want to remain that spirit. Ah, you see. Then Baba says, ask him what was going on every day. Then I explain all the everything in front of the mandali. Then I told Baba, the last 3 days is not come. He will not come now. The work is finished. What work, Baba? Baba says, he is a great, powerful man. If you want, turn all over the world, we can second will do. If you want, burn everything in the world, he is so powerful. By some reason, he was suicide. So he want to take body. For that purpose, he has come to me. Now he was avoid. 2 days before, I gave him body. And he won't come. So I lost my temper. Baba, see my body, my thing, myself. Why you know it is the first day? Why you give the trouble for me all? Then Baba laughs, laughing. Then we could hold your mind. That time is not come. When the time come, I have given the body. It was spirit story. In 1946.
And then you also were thinking, is he the devil or what? You meant, because you were not supposed to make any noise.
Yes, yes.
And stand like a statue. And those mosquitoes were so bad. And Baba asked you what you're thinking. You said, I was wondering whether you're God or the devil.
That was in Ceylon.
Not yet.
Niranjanpur story is quite different. That was when Chetty Baba in the English 1940.
I thought about that Tonga, call that Tonga.
No, that is here, Niranjanpur.
Oh. So then you went to Hardwar.
Ah, yes, yes, that is correct.
And then Baba's.
We went to Darwa.
Arizna. Stolen,
Baba's
coat was taken that time.
Yes, yes, yes. That one monkey. Monkey is taken. Nanga Baba. That is where Niranjanpur, correct.
But that's why you heard that fellow Nanga Baba say, oh, the Lord has come.
Yes, 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 yes. You were standing like many years, 1 6 months, one leg, 6 months, another leg.
But that's why I thought when you heard that, then you were thinking, why did I think Baba is the devil?
No. When we went there, no, he is very long distance, he saw Baba. So he is folding his hand. He was telling very loudly, oh God, how long I want to see you. So he bowed down to Baba.
He put it on the ground?
Yes, he put it on the ground.
Was he crying?
He was crying. And he was touching his body like that.
I thought because you had been thinking, why is God and the devil? Satan or is God? And then you heard this, and then you changed your
mind. Yes, yes.
So this
is
not. So then Baba's coat and shawl were on the hook, and a monkey came and took them.
Yes, sir, he takes his coat.
So
Baba's one gets them. Yeah. After that, he himself returned that coat. It is a wonder, no?
He stopped,
yeah.
And he smelled it and put it down.
Yeah.
Baba put the same one on.
Yes, the same one.
And then he sent you back
to them. Yes, there are two.
You want to stop just now?
No. I want to leave Narayan at 5 o'clock, storekeeper.
Ah.
I have no one duty, no. Store, devotional, security, marketing.
Now, you know, you told that story about eating the mango, Baba said.
That was Mahavali, sir.
Yeah, that was 54,
I think. 54.
Mahavali said he was there that time.
Huh?
Bauji, he was there when that incident happened. Bauji,
yes,
sir. But it says Mahabaleshwar
54
May.
Maybe.
Anyway, that's given here by Baba told you when.
I don't know that years come.
Then Baba said, press the feet. And you could hardly sit up. And I think that's given nicely.
Dr. Gavair knew very well. Dr. Gavair.
You made some mistake, Baba, scolding you like anything. So Baba himself said, better you die.
Yes, yes. No. Before that.
I thought that was.
Baba was seclusion 7 days. See, at last day, I put a water for Baba. But the little more hot. I have put his finger, he takes like that. How are you putting finger in the hot water? You are feeling like that, like that. Are you? What happened to you? Then he began to hunger. That was his beginning.
So that was after his 7 days.
After 7 days, yes.
And then Baba said,
so, he told me, why are you staying with me? Better you go away from me. You are not like to stay with me. You are. I dislike you. You are eating and beating. You are a useless fellow. But you died, I am more happy. Then I take.
So he gave you the mango, so
he eat. Yes.
He vomited everything.
Yes, right.
And then you told Baba. And he gave you that Baba
point sort of. Yes. You see, Baba's habit like that when Baba was in body, Mahabaleshwar Panchakani, the real station water Baba will never admit. That water is coming from Pune.
After Satara, you went on you came back to Pimple Town, Marisa.
Yeah.
And this was in 1947, Baba had gone to Baroda.
Yeah.
And you were back at Marisa.
Yeah.
And something happened when Baba was away.
Yes, yes.
You got upset.
I got upset.
And Baba said, now you
go back. Yes, it's great.
So and before that time, Baba had told you to get married? No, that was
all. No, not today.
So then you left. So you didn't leave.
Yeah.
Just because of this fight of the servant?
No, there is the reason for only Kaka Bharya.
Yeah. He was too.
He's a cause of that.
He was too good.
Yeah. His habit like that.
He was bossy.
Bossy. He's a boss. Boss means anything, I am everything next to Baba.
Like you're the servant.
Yeah. So there is one servant was there. He was always taking me very easy.
He wasn't listening.
Not listening, never.
So did you actually strike him?
Yeah. Then Baba came back. Baba complained. He had 100 point more to Baba. Now Baba was very angry on me. Then I told Baba, after all, you are a god. You must think that the real. You are simply taking Baba's Kakabari's words.
I mean, Kakabari
didn't like you. I was, the circumstances coming like that.
But you, did you did not?
No, no.
Like Nilu didn't like you, Kakabari didn't like you.
No, no. Kaka was my close friend.
With who? With you?
Yeah, from the beginning. But sometimes his nature is like that. I will ask him night duty.
Yeah.
Not getting his sleep. After all, the mind is my.
Yeah.
I also young. So I will tell him something against him, he will take more serious. That is the thing.
No.
Baba will say, always get him my side. When the time is come, Baba's work, Baba will change.
So then Baba said, now better you go.
You go.
But were you sad about that?
No.
You were, it was time to. You didn't mind?
I never mind. That time I returned to my Dholavar Gun to Pedu's name. Written license. Now you stop it now?
Yeah.
Huh?
Now that's
testing 1, 2, 3. Today is the 21st of May 1990. This is Krishna Part 2 in Hostel D.
One thing I wanted to start off. You said that 19th October 1990
Did you say? Which one? When you
first came in Bangalore. 19th October.
Yeah.
Because I saw on 19th October, Baba had gone to Mysore.
Mysore?
He was there for a week.
Yeah.
So it might have been 19th November. Or was Baba there when you came that first day? Or afterwards he came? Afterwards he came. So you came 19th November. I was there. He never went to Baba,
went to Mysore. You were there? Maybe the date is different, a very long time. This is not. Put it somewhere.
Around. And incident with Chakti Baba when he was trying, that was in Ceylon, where Baba said to you, this in future will be two countries. I think that you didn't say.
No, that is here in Lahore.
No, that was Lahore. But then when you had gone to Ceylon, Sri Lanka.
Sri Lanka.
So there was an incident that
you didn't. See, we went to Sri Lanka in the year 1940. So Baba was one of the lovers there. He's a very rich man. He was always calling Baba, Baba, please come and stay with me 2 months. I may be happy. So when he came from Bangalore, after 3 or 4 months, Baba called the Kansa Hirani, or Saros Hirani. And Baba told him, I want to go to Silo. You should make arrangement within 7 days. They ordered him. So then Saros went. He make it take every arrangement within 4 days. He was a king of Nambanad at that time. He came back and told Baba, Baba, everything is ready. If you want to go tomorrow, doctor, whenever you want to go. Then Baba to tell the telegram to Ratan Shah. The Baba told him, I am coming tomorrow. Reach also date. So we went there, all the ladies, 11 monthly members. Gustaji, Iraj, Vishnu, Neelu, Dr. Donkey, myself, Chatti Baba, and Baba, Kaka Varya also. So he was making a good arrangement. That place name is Vengoda. Very nice. There is no any complaint. He spent more money. After 15 days, Baba said, I have not like to stay here. So he was disappointed. Again, Baba told him, you make some good another place, a good place. So he find out that Candy, as a Prem Rosil, is good real station. So he arranged for 2 bungalows. One is blown the ladies, on the top for the monthly members. So Baba always selected rooms, each and every one. After he came up, they selected your room first, second Gustaji, each and every one. And seventh room is for Chetty Baba. So I was night duty. So Baba was sleeping like here, I was sitting nearby him. So I will sit like this, I cannot move here and there. Anyhow, if my close sound is come about it,